Yeah, welcome to this week's lesson. Now, what I want to talk about this week is something that is so dear to me, and it's upsetting to me at the same time. And what I'm talking about is hypnosis. I'm talking about trances. Now, this is something that I'm always using to help people create change in their lives. But the problem is that I see mass hypnosis, mass trances, in America anyways, and more across the world, especially when it comes to food. And so what I want to do is I want to make you aware of what a food trance looks like, and hopefully get you outside of it for a little bit so that you can notice it, so you can become aware of it and begin to avoid it and change it in your own lives, because it is amazingly detrimental to all of our healths and to our own bodies. Okay, now I got this idea. I was watching Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, and long story short, he's an English chef. He came over to America, to one of the most unhealthy towns in the country, as far as obesity goes, and he wanted to teach them how to eat better. Okay, and so one of the experiments he did, he's working with some kids, some elementary school age kids, and he was showing them how chicken nuggets are made. And so he cut the breasts off the chicken. He said, this is an expensive part of the meat, you know, of the chicken, the drumsticks, the wings, these are other expensive parts. And you're basically left with a carcass. And he goes, you're not just going to throw this away. And so he puts it in a blender and blends it all up. And it, you know, he goops it out. It's all goopy. It's disgusting. The kids are, they're like, oh, that's gross. He goes, would you like to eat it? And they say no. And then what he does is he shapes it into the form of a chicken nugget. Right, so it looks like a chicken nugget. He breads it, adds a few more ingredients and binders and things, fries it up, pulls it out of the pan and says, who'd like to eat one now? And all the kids raise their hand. Okay, this was one of the clearest examples I've seen of hypnosis when it comes to eating. Right, now, I mean, how many times has this happened to you where you found out something about a food and you said, oh, that is disgusting, and you felt literally physiologically repulsed from it, but some time went on and all of a sudden you went back to craving it or wanting it or only thinking about the good parts of it? Okay, well, this happens all the time, doesn't it? And this is just like hypnosis. When I hypnotize someone, I can get them to believe all sorts of things. I can put new perceptions in their minds. Right? Now, whether that lasts or how long that lasts has to do with other things. But one of the main things it has to do with is the repetition, the ability to keep giving those commands and those suggestions. Well, what we've got in this culture is advertisements, which are constantly giving us suggestions and hypnotic triggers and commands to make us perceive and think of these disgusting foods as delicious. All right. Now, when I say disgusting, what I mean by that is not that they taste bad, okay, because they are genetically and scientifically engineered to appeal to our taste buds, okay? Salt, sugar, fat, they are high on these three, which we naturally crave, okay? So they aren't disgusting to our taste buds, but to our body, to our nutrition, to our energy levels, to our leanness, they are disgusting and very detrimental. Okay, so how do we combat this? What do you do when you're surrounded, bombarded with all of this hypnosis, right? All this trance-inducing material. Well, first of all, you need to understand how it works. And this is what they do. Rather than focusing you on information, right, what they're doing is they're focusing you on emotions. And that's what you need to begin understanding and using. Okay, so when you watch all these commercials, they're not telling you, oh, eat this because it's got this many calories in it and this grams of fat and all the rest of it. Subway will do that sometimes, right, and a few other chains will go that route. But more often than not, what they're looking to do is to attach it to an emotion. Okay, so you're not using your logical mind. You're just connecting emotionally to that food, to that brand. Okay, one of the things you need to do is to recognize it for what it is. This is one of the most powerful ways to break that trance, to get yourself out of it, okay? Because if you only rely on emotion, you're going to be in trouble, right? Because this is why. The emotion of eating a carrot or eating a salad, it's not as strong as the emotion of, you know, eating a pizza or going to your favorite fast food restaurant or going to, some chain restaurant where they've had all this conditioning going on. Okay. Now, again, I'm not just talking about the foods. I mean, some foods obviously just taste good, and they got our own challenges with them because they taste good, and we want to eat a lot of it. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is the foods that we know are not good for us, and yet we still desire. Okay, how do we do that? First, you recognize that thing going on where they're trying to manipulate you, where they're trying to hypnotize you to eat something that is not serving you, okay, that is detrimental to you. Okay, so I mean, right to the point where it could cause you to be overweight, it could cause you to get diabetes, it could increase your risk of all sorts of diseases, okay? And yet, you crave it. So you need to be able to make that distinction that it's only an emotional connection, okay? And there are other foods that taste good that are going to nourish me the way I deserve to be nourished, okay? But the first step is being aware of that process that they are so cynically using on us. Okay, and I throw myself into that. And I share that because for me, that was something that was helpful. You know, I hated the idea of me being tricked, you know, of me being just some dupe in these corporations' game, right? So again, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but this isn't a theory. This is very real. You can watch TV for about 10 minutes and you get to see this in action, right? You watch these commercials for soda, right? Sugar water and preservatives, and you get to watch these kids having the greatest time of their lives, or you know, couples dancing right on a moonlit beach drinking soda. So it's all this emotional connection that they're trying to attach to it, okay? And you need to see through it. You need to get upset, okay? If you want to add an emotion to these foods, you need to get upset about what they are trying to do to us, okay? These are the things you want to be doing actively while you're sitting watching TV even, or when you're just flipping through a magazine. When you see these ads, when you see them trying to do these things to you, to all of us, you need to identify it, get a little bit upset about it, and move on. But that's a much different response than just passively accepting it, absorbing all those emotions, attaching it to their product, and then craving it. Alright? But I'm gonna leave you with this. I don't have all the answers for this, because there's so often that I will hypnotize someone and they will believe these new things. They will see clearly what these foods are and they will go back to eating those greasy foods that they know are no good for them, right? High preservatives, low quality nutrition. Why do they do that? Because they don't live in a vacuum, right? They walk out of my office and they have all these clear perceptions in their minds of what foods are good and which ones are bad, and they've internalized it as well. But then they get out into the world and they're getting bombarded with all these hypnotic messages, images, jingles, all the rest of it, okay? So what I want you to do is when you recognize these are to identify it, let yourself get upset, take a few minutes and think about it. How do you feel about these companies pushing this stuff on you? And they do it very subtly. It's very much like the cigarettes, okay? It's very much like cigarettes used to be. Okay, where they would basically, they knew the science of it. They knew they were harmful, and yet they kept pushing them on people, and they did it in very subtle ways. They showed famous movie stars, you know, sexy, attractive, handsome movie stars smoking cigarettes in a very cool way. So it was all very, very subtle. But what it did is it created an emotional connection to that. Okay, and they've done the exact same thing with foods, and it's time that we wake up from that. Okay, and you need to do it regularly. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not a one-time thing, because the one-time thing, if it's only one time, it goes back, it reverts. I've seen it over and over and over again. Just like those kids, we realize it when we're looking at it, but all of a sudden it changes form and we forget what it actually is. Okay, and so this is the second thing you can do. When you're going to eat something, look through the propaganda. Okay, look through the ads. If you go and get, you know, fast food somewhere, look through all the advertisements, all the emotional connections you have, and really consider what it is, what ingredients are in what you're about to consume, what you're going to eat. Right? I watched a movie called Food Inc., and they said that an average chicken patty can have up to 1,000 different cows in it. That may or may not bother you, I don't know. But all I'm saying is begin to learn what is in the foods that you're eating. Because oftentimes that education of what it actually is will have a much greater impact on you. Okay, because once you actually know what's in it, it might be gross to you. Or it might be disgusting. You know, just like those kids who see the carcass get blended up, it's gross, then they get a chicken, you know, nugget shape in front of them, and they want to eat it. Okay, we can't be like that. We can't be children anymore. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say to you. So I'm very passionate about this because it bothers me. It's just like the cigarettes, you know, so many people smoke. Why do they smoke? Well, yeah, some people are physically addicted, sure, but there's the mental addiction, you know, this perception that they're cool or that it's relaxing or that they need it, you know, and that was always fed into or created by these cigarette ads that were going on for years and years and years. I mean, they used to have doctors selling cigarettes back in the day, right? You can YouTube, you can go to YouTube and search for those commercials and blow your mind, okay? But we need to be more skeptical. We need to start questioning the information that's put in front of us by these corporations, okay? So do that, please, and wake up out of this trance, right? Now, and recognize that this is a process that goes on and on. I'll tell you, it's frustrating. I go through it with myself where one day I'll feel completely, you know, like this way, and then some time goes by and I've kind of reverted back. So how did that happen? Well, I didn't have the consistent new suggestions coming at me. All right, and so how you can do that with food is spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, research food a little bit. Right? Just look what the ingredients are. Find out what those ingredients do to you. Right? You'll be shocked when you find out how much high fructose corn syrup is in everything. Right? And you'll be shocked what that does to your body, how it spikes your insulin levels, how it increases the possibility of diabetes. Right? So things aren't quite as confusing as they may seem. Right? Dedicate a little bit of time to researching so that when you look at a fast food meal, you can look beyond the advertisement and the propaganda and see what is actually there to consume. And once you realize that, you might decide very quickly that that's not the level of nutrition that you deserve or that you want or that's going to give you the body that you desire, okay? So thanks for listening to me. It was a little bit of a rant, but I hope it's inspired you to become aware of something because it's all around us, all right? And you need to defend yourself from it, okay? So have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.